This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, May 17, 2014. This week in security news, we start first with the dramatically increasing tensions and rhetoric between the U.S. and Russia over the situation in Ukraine. On Tuesday of this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding Russia's response to the latest round of economic sanctions. According to Russian Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin, who himself is a target of U.S. sanctions, Russia will bar the United States from using Russian-made MK-33 and RD-180 rocket engines, upon which the U.S. is currently dependent for military satellite launches. The Russian-made engines are used to power Atlas V rockets lofted by United Launch Alliance, a joint venture between Lockheed Martin Corporation and Boeing, which is currently the sole supplier of rocket launches for the Pentagon. Midweek, Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren revealed to reporters that United Launch Alliance has a 2-year supply of the engines already in hand. Deputy Prime Minister Rogozin also told reporters that Russia will not be extending its role in the International Space Station beyond 2020 and would also switch off 11 U.S. Global Positioning Satellite ground stations in Russia on June 1st unless the U.S. allows placement of similar stations in the U.S. for Russia's competing GLONASS system. It is reported that the loss of the GPS stations across Russia would result in a decrease in system accuracy in the region. It is interesting to note that late Thursday, a Russian rocket failed 9 minutes into its flight while attempting to loft an advanced communications satellite into orbit. The unmanned Russian Proton-M rocket was launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. In what is being viewed as a highly intimidating move, late this week the Kremlin announced that it would be holding a large military drill involving dozens of fixed-wing fighter aircraft and attack helicopters in the 3 military regions directly on the border of Ukraine in the days leading up to and on the day of Ukraine's national elections, which is on May 25th. The announcement was followed by a statement from Secretary of State John Kerry, who warned, quote, "If Russia or its proxies disrupt the elections or stand in the way of the Ukrainian people being able to exercise their vote, this is when and if there will be additional sanctions." On Friday of this week, NATO kicked off a major military exercise of their own in Estonia involving 6,000 troops from 9 countries. Known as Steadfast Javelin 1, the exercise is based on a fictitious scenario and involves participating Allied forces repelling an attack on Estonia. You can find links to additional information regarding the high points in this report in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor the situation and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment, major escalations in force deployments, or the outbreak of hostilities as events warrant. We turn next to the Western Pacific, where tensions are skyrocketing between China and a number of countries over territorial grabs in the South China Sea. As reported in last week's issue of Threat Journal, China has moved a billion-dollar deep-water drilling platform, as well as 80 escort vessels and 6 warships, into Vietnam's 200-mile exclusive economic zone to explore for oil and gas. This week, China bolstered their protection of the drilling platform and fleet of surface ships with the deployment of at least 1 attack submarine. Anti-Chinese riots have broken out across Vietnam, with Chinese-owned businesses being burned to the ground and more than a dozen Chinese nationals killed. China's state news agency reported more than 100 Chinese nationals have been hospitalized. The violence has grown so sharply that the government of Taiwan has begun evacuating its citizens from Vietnam. The Vietnamese government has clearly expected some type of confrontation with China over the disputed maritime claims and in recent years has bulked up its own defense forces to include 6 Russian Kilo-class submarines and several squadrons of Su-30 fighter jets, which specialize in attacking ships. While the diplomatic corps of both countries go through the motions, outright hostilities have thus far been limited to ramming of ships and exchange of water cannon fire. Defense analysts believe that China's actions are, in part, intended to directly test overall U.S. resolve in the region. Unlike maritime disputes with other countries such as Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines, with whom the U.S. is bound by defense treaties, no such overt agreements exist with Vietnam. Late this week, the war of words heated up in Washington during a visit to the Pentagon by Chinese General Fang Fenghui, the counterpart of General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Both General Dempsey and Vice President Joe Biden told the Chinese general that Beijing's actions in the maritime dispute were dangerous and provocative. The Chinese general strongly defended the action, saying that the territory had been passed down by their ancestors, that they could not afford to lose an inch, and that China would respond to any attempts by Vietnam, Japan, or other neighbors to assert their own claims over the disputed islands and reefs. He also directly blamed President Obama's Asia pivot for increased tensions in the region. In a completely separate dispute, the Philippine government late this week released surveillance photos of a Chinese land reclamation effort on a reef off the coast of the Philippines. Military analysts believe the Chinese effort to build an island atop the underwater reef are intended to result in the establishment of a military base and refueling hub to support efforts at enforcing their maritime territorial claims. Late this week, the Pentagon announced that it will deploy 2 long-range Global Hawk reconnaissance drones to Japan in order to monitor Chinese naval activities in the East and South China Seas, as well as a possible 4th North Korean nuclear test. Listeners are reminded that late last month, the Philippines and the U.S. signed what is known as the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement, which allows U.S. forces significantly wider access to Philippine military bases for joint use in defense-related activities, pre-positioning of military hardware, and more. Alert USA continues to closely monitor the growing tensions in the region and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment as events warrant. In public health news, this week Alert USA subscribers were also notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding a second confirmed case of the deadly Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus here in the U.S. The first case, reported by the CDC on May 2nd, was a male traveler from Saudi Arabia who landed in Chicago and then took a bus to his final destination in Indiana. This week's case also involved an individual who traveled from Saudi Arabia via flights through London, Boston, Atlanta, and then into Orlando. The CDC is currently attempting to track down more than 500 travelers and others with whom this second infected individual may have had close contact between when he left Saudi Arabia and was ultimately diagnosed and quarantined here in the U.S. As of May 12th, 536 laboratory-confirmed cases of the MERS virus across 18 countries have been reported by the World Health Organization, of which 145 have died. All reported cases have been directly or indirectly linked through travel or residence to 7 countries: Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, Oman, Jordan, Kuwait, and Yemen. As previously reported by Alert USA and Threat Journal on multiple occasions since the virus was first identified in the spring of 2012, public health and epidemiology professionals tend to cringe each year when the annual Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca rolls around, this year planned for the first week in October. It goes without saying that when millions of international travelers from all points on the globe converge on one city for a physically active, horrendously overcrowded, hot and humid gathering involving communal shaving, touching common surfaces, and staying in tightly packed quarters, one is considered lucky to leave without having contracted some respiratory or digestive bug, if not worse. Even a cursory search of the internet shows that cholera, pneumonia, meningitis, all forms of hepatitis, measles, mumps, typhoid, dysentery, and a host of other communicable diseases run rampant during the Hajj. Then the pilgrims, just as quickly, return to their countries of origin. While this year it is widely reported that camels appear to be the primary hosts for the virus, listeners may recall that in 2012 and 13, health authorities were reporting that genomic analysis suggested that the coronavirus circulated among bats before jumping to humans. In the May 14th edition of the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, the Centers for Disease Control cautions clinicians and other healthcare professionals of the need to consider MERS infections in persons who have fever and pneumonia or acute respiratory distress syndrome and either a history of travel from countries in or near the Arabian Peninsula within 14 days or close contact with a symptomatic traveler who themselves have traveled to the region within 14 days. Additionally, the CDC points out that individuals who have recently traveled may seek medical care far from cities that are served by international flight connections. Therefore, all healthcare professionals should be cautious and should be prepared to consider, detect, and manage cases of MERS. Late this week, Saudi health authorities reported 20 new cases as well as 10 more deaths. On Wednesday, the World Health Organization reported that while concern about the virus had quote-unquote significantly increased, the disease was not yet a global health emergency. Despite this statement, 22 international airports across the U.S. this week began prominently displaying health advisory posters from the CDC warning of the MERS virus. In addition to educating travelers about the symptoms of MERS, the posters warn those who travel to the Arabian Peninsula, including Bahrain, Iran, Iraq, Israel, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, the Palestinian territories, Oman, Saudi Arabia, Syria, the UAE, and Yemen, to wash their hands often, avoid touching their face, and to avoid close contact with sick individuals. You can find a host of related resources pertaining to the MERS virus, including official guidance to clinicians on identifying, isolating, and treating suspected cases, as well as useful risk mitigation resources for the average citizen and frequent travelers in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. Here again, AlertsUSA continues to closely monitor the overall situation with the spread of the MERS virus and will immediately notify service subscribers of reports of new U.S. cases or the release of updated information from health authorities indicating an increased threat environment as events warrant. In travel security news, in addition to an updated travel warning for Kenya, we remind listeners that there are presently more than 36 countries around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. These travel notices are in addition to a U.S. government-issued worldwide caution for Americans warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, keep personal safety and health in the forefront of your planning and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an AlertsUSA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, May 17th, 2014.